Hello everyone, it is time for Weekend Motivator, and today we're going to talk about what to do when you're bored with the basics. I'm going to give you three things to think about. We've been reading some in the tribe that a few people, I think it's very common for there to be like a stumbling block when you're losing weight. You start kind of creating problems, and you see things and you think it's a problem and it's not really a problem. It's where you've conditioned yourself over time to expect something different. And so I want to talk a little bit about boredom, because I really believe that if the basics are boring, I would first challenge, sorry, I'm just trying to get comfortable. I would first challenge you to ask yourself, are you doing them all the time? Because here's the thing, if something is getting you weight loss results, I would be bored as fuck all day long as my ass was getting smaller in the process. I would never bitch and moan about the basics. But what I happen to hear is a lot of times we say the basics are boring, like this is just boring, because we're not getting results. And if we dive into why we're not getting results, it has nothing to do with being so well oiled and tuned into the basics. Like, oh yeah, they're working like a clock all the time. No problems here. I'm just really bored. And I'd like to shake things up, make things harder. I'd like to like add some confusing rules or something into the mix. So I want to talk about it today. So if this is you and you want to ask questions, you should ask questions on this, but let's go over a few shout outs and then we'll get to the meat of the topic. And thank you, Heidi. I feel gorgeous today. I got all the makeup on. I have a fresh shower. Got that fresh haircut from yesterday working. Some fresh highlights always helps. And I don't know. I'm filming today. So something that could be exciting for all of you is I am filming an official lesson for No BS on realistic planning. There will be a legit lesson. And a couple other things. We're moving a couple things around in No BS and just revamping a couple of lessons with some of the newest stuff I've learned. It's not a dramatic overhaul or anything, but we will let all of you know all the things that we've done. Let's see. Number one, we want to give some shout outs. Maya Miller, she has been deciding to get it done daily, and she's been inspiring others inside the tribe to put themselves first. And I think that's really good, because a lot of you, I know often when we say put yourself first, you automatically think that means at the expense of other people. And one of the thought changes that I would love for you guys to think about is something very powerful that I heard not too long ago. When you decide to put yourself first, you have also decided to quit making the people who love you the most waiting for the best version of you. You know, people who love us are always sitting around seeing us in such a different lens. Like, they don't see us as broken, and they don't see us as like terrible or whatever it is that we think. They usually see us as pretty amazing, like deep down. They may not say it, but they definitely see us differently. And so I think one of the important things is that I like to think about, you know, who's waiting on me to put myself first? Who are the people around me that I continue to use as an excuse to stay this unhealthy or to not love myself or whatever? Who am I using as my excuse and making them wait on the version of me that they can love even more? So that's some of the things that I love to think about in terms of when it comes to, you know, putting yourself first. All that really means is that for the, like, let's say it's losing weight, for the, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes a day that it might be required of you to lose weight, it's like, that's what it's going to take. That's putting you first, making sure that your plan is done each day. Putting yourself first means sometimes you go out to eat with your family and you still eat the salad. Like, it's not like we're ever taking anything away from people that we love when we give to ourselves. Let's see. Next is Julie Collins. God, I got some old school. I love this. These are some of my girls. For having her own back with her exercise goal. Congratulations, Miss Julie. I've known Julie for so long now. And she's a mentor. She is one of the smartest women I know. I mean, seriously, smart, very driven, so successful. I, you know, in my eyes, I'm so thrilled to see her Just things just seem to be clicking with her lately. She's always been self-assured. She's always been a real go-getter and stuff. But to see her like really start thinking, you know, maybe it's just time to see what the healthiest version of Julie is, not just in her, like, you know, she's always had it together when it comes to just how she saw herself as a woman and how she saw herself as a businesswoman. And she's so smart. It's nice to kind of see her like say, okay, I'm going to put all this like Wonder Woman energy that I have in this, and I'm going to start taking care of my health, and I'm going to start eating a little better, moving more. And I love seeing her on fire here lately. It's been very pleasurable for me. Kimberly Estes. All right. Found what was good about the headshot she had been delaying and made it work for her. She is going to use the headshot this year as an after for next year. Congratulations, Kimberly. Those are always, it's like pictures. They like when we come to the moment to where we can like look at pictures and just be like, yes, like this looks good. Or even like, I will tell you, this is when I knew I had arrived in my own self-talk. So you guys know that every camp, I hire a photographer and we have a step and repeat. And if you don't know what a step and repeat is, it is where we have like the PNP banner. And I always promise that every single person who wants to get a picture with me will get a picture with me. Like this last camp, I think I was at 2.5 hours. Like I was still taking pictures. And so we have a better plan, by the way, for this next camp. We have someone whose job is to make sure that Kathy Hartman isn't coaching everyone before they get a picture with me. We had Kathy as the person who was going to like usher people in. And we noticed that what happened was Kathy was a 5-minute tune-up coaching session. And I would be standing there waiting and being like, who is next? Who's next? Because I was wanting to dance. Like, here's the thing. I want to have my picture taken with y'all, but I also know that the ass jams are playing large and Mandy's twerking on the dance floor. All the things are happening around me. I've got wine and I'm like, we need to hurry. Like there are priorities, people, and it's all over there on the dance floor. This is how I knew how I arrived. A few camps ago, we started this tradition. The first time that I just published every picture, there was literal vomit in my throat. Because I went through the pictures with a very keen eye. Let's just say keen equals judgmental for Corinne. And there were so many. I was just like, oh my God, that angle. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. Like you want to talk about some self-coaching. So I started thinking about this. I was like, holy fuck, you've got to get over yourself. And I started going through the pictures again, and I looked at it for the smiles and for what was going on. And so it helped me change my perspective. And then I did like literally a lot of thought work before the next camp, because all I wanted to be able to do was go through and just like find your favorites, and the rest, that's somebody else's favorite. And that's it. I decided I was not going to make those pictures mean anything else other than those two things. And it was a very conscious, it was a very practiced belief. Like it didn't feel real at all, people. Like, I mean, it was like, this is what we're going to decide to start believing, and we're no longer going to practice sitting there and looking and throwing shade and like, well, I know this isn't real, but if you only knew. Like, I mean, like none of that was going to happen. Now, like when I get the message from the lady, I am just like, send. I just copy and paste it over. Like, these are the pictures. And I bet you there's a fuck ton in there that are amazing. And that is what I go with now. And then I go through and I look, and I am like every human being in the world. I look and I think, oh, there could have been a better angle. But I think about it now as if there could have been a better angle, but there's nothing wrong with Corinne. And so it's really been an evolution. And I'm not even saying that that's the perfect line of thinking, guys, but that is like where I'm at now. And it's like so freeing to be where I can look at my body and just be like, this is what we're doing today. And we're going to go out and do amazing things today. I've really started practicing taking the shift off of my body being what drives my emotions, and the person I am is going to be what drives my emotions about Corinne. let me see if I turn this thing on, if it'll quit flashing me. I think that might help a little bit. My camera's trying to autofocus and it keeps yellowing me out, so I have a light back here. All right, Vicky, Zajac, I leveled up from grande down to tall at the Starbucks. I'm finally ready. I love that. I can't tell you how many times I have leveled up in the smallest of ways. I continue to still level up in the smallest of ways to this day. Guys, it works. This ties beautifully into what we're going to talk about today. A lot of you get so fucking bored with the basics and you're not even executing your basics 100% yet. It's like, you're not bored. You're at like, you will never be bored with weight loss. Just tell yourself that. Like, you won't be bored with weight loss. If the basics are working, then here's the thing. Every time you're bored, say, I will be bored as fuck as long as my weight comes down. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of being thin. I'll save all my joy for thin. I don't need to be excited about the weight loss or the diet or the basics. There's so, like, I'm going to get into this in a minute, but, like, I just want all of you to be thinking about it. If you are one of the ones that have been posting lately about being frustrated or bored with the basics, I want you to be honest and I want you to post in here. I want to hear it because it's like we need to get our minds in tune, because to me that is signaling that your diet mentality is trying to create a little havoc to prove an underlying belief of I can't lose weight. It's supposed to be hard. And if you're starting to change and you might be experiencing like this is what I typically see. It's like, well, I'm bored with the basics. You start trying to sabotage and fuck yourself up because when you're not eating, you're sitting there left to think about, like, I wonder why my husband's not talking to me. Or I wonder why, I really should be further ahead in my career at this point in my life. Like, there's other things that we'll think about when we don't have a fucking ding dong in our mouth. And then we'll be like, it must be because the basics are boring as to why I'm just like sitting here, you know, in this weird state. It's like, no, you're in a weird state because all of those thoughts that you normally have that you turn off for a ding dong, they're now playing. And so a lot of times because we don't want to address or listen to that piece, or we're not doing our downloads, we don't even know that's going on. Here's what's really happening. We start fucking up on the diet side so we can create some havoc and bullshit over there. So now we don't have to think about this anymore. Now this doesn't even have to be a part of the picture. All right. And then we have Miss Sarah Doak. She actually let people take a picture in a two-piece and she had to return the first one for a smaller size. Congratulations. I love seeing some of the tribe members who have been around for a little while. I just want to like tell you, some of these girls, like, they've been around a long time and they have heard this message for a long time. You never know when your moment is going to click into place because you've heard it enough, because you've tried enough, because you failed enough, because like it just has come at you from just the right angle for everything to just kind of be like, oh, there's a small shift. Now there are the next level things I'm ready for. Never discount that. So many of you are using your mistakes and your overeats and your inconsistency. You use it as a weapon of mass destruction against yourself. And I'm like, guys, let's use it for what it needs to be. It has to be your learning tool. You're given all of the problems. You're given all of the mistakes. You're given all of this stuff. And you're also given tools in the tribe and a desire to work on yourself. That's all you need. You don't need the world to change. You don't even need you to fundamentally change. You just need to start using and accessing what you have. All right? So let's talk about the three things. So first, for all of you who are talking about the basics being boring and stuff, like, yeah, welcome to normal eating. This is the thing. People who just eat normally are not sitting around waiting for food to be exciting. They're not sitting around waiting for their diet life or their nutrition life or whatever to provide some kind of excitement. You know what they're doing? They're constantly working on their life. They're the people who are just like having the same life as you and trying to figure out what needs to be changed if they don't like it. Or if they do like their life, what do they want to do now to even make it better? They're not trying to sit around and figure out how to make sure they really enjoy drinking water, that like they get an orgasm every time they go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and wake up at 6 or 5. They're not sitting around going, oh my God, Reach One Two is so fun. Oh, did you see this? I was having tons of fun over here trying to examine my twos. And they're not sitting there making a plan every day and then firing off a confetti cannon. I'm the kind of person that's bored as fuck with the basics. I get up in the morning, I look forward to doing my plan, because you know what? The plan is not the fun part. You know what the fun part is? The rest of the day, when my food is not on my mind all day long, so I can decide what the hell is going to be on my mind all day long. So that I'm not having to sit there and stress and research diets and Google and Pinterest and be doing the latest thing and getting a shiny box from Amazon with the latest shakes or whatever it is that you're wanting to not be bored about. Same thing with my twos. I eat and I stop when I'm satisfied. And sometimes I eat too much and I do a quick little note about it and I move on and I get on with my fucking life. Like, guys, we have to quit thinking that your diet life is your source of entertainment. There is a difference between enjoying the process because you're not putting a bunch of shit on top of yourself about it. You're not doing things that require you to be perfect. You're not beating yourself up. Like, all that I'm all in for, because I want you to be like, I'm just a healthy person. Like, you know, when I feel like going for a walk, I actually go do that now rather than making excuses. Like, I want you to figure out, like, this is the kind of movement I enjoy. I want you to be excited about creating, what healthy foods are we going to try this week? That is the fun part. The basics, they're called basics for a reason. Because they're supposed to be plain vanilla. They're supposed to just be the foundation of the rest of your life. You're supposed to hydrate. You're supposed to sleep. You're supposed to plan ahead your food. Like, guys, the reason why I have you plan your food is because I don't want you going into your day without any kind of game plan. It would be like saying, like, all my kids, they have like a million and one activities. I hope I show up on time. I hope I remember to pick my kid up after soccer practice. Like, a lot of you, when it comes to like your this part of your life, you actually write some shit down and you don't have drama over it. Like, nobody ever says, like, I just want to be a normal mom with 3 kids in multi-sports who never has to write down anything. I just want to be the kind of mom that knows what time to get them up and where to be. And if it's across town, I don't even have to think about it. Like, none of you do that. So why do you do that around the food you will put in your mouth that will allow you to have enough energy to show up at work and be a boss? To have enough energy to run them kids around. To have enough energy to have the boom boom at night. To have enough energy to be the best version of you going to school and getting a master's degree. So many of you have drama around like the very sustenance that you will put in your body that will either buy you 20 more years on this earth or knock your ass out by 70. And you have drama about that. But no, like, your to-do list, cat litter. For fuck's sakes, make sure you sweep the porch. Like, oh my God, plan your food before you plan the porch. Who gives a shit if you change the cat box this morning or tonight? You should never prioritize your cat box before you prioritize what the fuck you're gonna eat. And I always use cats as an excuse because I have cats. All right, so there we go. So, this is the thing. The basics are not supposed to be thrilling and exciting. You're supposed to enjoy the process of losing weight, but the fun part of life, the exciting part of life, all of that stuff, guys, that's your life. Let's figure out why your life is missing that, because I guarantee if your life is so, like, if you really work on starting to have relationships that you love, dropping your drama about your job, figuring out how to like stop being a victim to your past. When all of that's gone, your life starts to feel pretty fucking good and you ain't worried about the four basics anymore. You're just doing them. Next, here's a tip. Add daily goals on your 24-hour plan that are not food or weight related. For those of you who are like trying to rely on the diet and the food part to be the all, you know, all exciting, all powerful thing in your life, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go over to your 24-hour plans. There's a place on the assessment side, it says notes. I want you to write right there some kind of a goal that's not food related. Like, what is something meaningful I could do or say today? Like, just think about your life. Like, is there someone, one of the things I love, I don't have it up here with me. I must have left it downstairs. One of the things I love about my Brendon Burchard planner is a few of the questions in there that talks about like, you know, what is the one thing today that if I do it would really help me? Like, just one little thing. Like, who is someone today that I want to have deep connection with? It may be a text, it may be something, but it's like, it just reminds you, like, find some joy and excitement in your life by planning for it. Put it on there so that you're not always seeking that your food is doing it for you. The other thing, find small changes. What are some of those 1% little things that you can be doing that's going to lead to long-term success? One of the best ways to kind of keep excitement alive while you're losing weight is if you feel like you have the basics on lockdown, like, no, I'm doing them every day, I got this, I'm just bored, then you're signaling it's time to level up somewhere. Leveling up means like what Vicky's doing. Have you like been planning this grande latte or whatever? What did she say she was getting? A grande? She's now gone down to the tall. Start finding your 1%. If you're that dialed to your basics and you're looking for some excitement, then up the game on yourself a little bit. It's a really easy way to do it is to up the game. Like, I was coaching someone the other day about how she's not losing weight. She's eating a salad and two big handfuls of tortilla chips. All right, time to go down to one. If you're bored as fuck with the basics, then go down to one. Oh, but then I'll be like feeling restriction, all this other stuff. It's like, yeah, time to get to work on that. Because the last time I checked, having a salad with 10 tortilla chips is not restriction. Go ask any homeless person or somebody without food and say like, here I am. Let's kumbaya it out. I just have to eat a salad every day with 10 tortilla chips. You feel sorry for me? No, but we feel sorry for ourselves in our brain. And we allow ourselves to tell this hoonanny of a story over and over and over again that equals restriction. Fuck that. You need to like sit there and argue with yourself. Guys, when you hear yourself with bullshit mentality like that, call yourself out. Seriously. Just say like, girl, really? Restriction? Having tortilla chips every day on a diet is restriction. Like, your rational brain would be like, ooh, yeah, I remember back in the day when I was doing this diet and I got 300 calories and tortilla chips didn't make the cut. That might have been restriction. This, no, this is called me bitching and moaning. And it's like, when you do that, guys, you start adding the excitement back in. You start with the things of like calling yourself on your bullshit. Like, that's where the excitement lies. It's not about changing the four basics, trying to find a harder diet, trying to do this, that, and the other. And somebody had posted, I'm afraid to dig around in my mind. Why? Guys, let go of the idea that if you're not digging, somehow there's like saving you some toil and labor. No. Every thought running unchecked is 10 pounds on your ass. I'm just telling you right now, you either can write it, see it, and do something about it, or you can keep eating through it, or yelling at your kids about it, or going through your life in neutral or less, seeking out a glass of wine, trying to figure out how to just make it through this day. If that's the life you want, then don't dig around. But also don't tell your, like, first step for you is to quit telling yourself there's something to be afraid of in there. There's nothing to be afraid of. Your nightmare is reality. Whatever you're afraid of, it's just playing itself out without you having a say right now. You've defaulted to just let whatever it is you think be what runs the show. If you don't like the show, you got to start changing what you're thinking. And before you can change any damn thing, you got to know what you're thinking about and start uplifting it. There's nothing to be afraid of. I have not had one person ever write in and say, okay, Corinne, I started all those TDL things. I'm a fucking mess. I'm done. Like, I just, that's it. Most people say, like, oh my gosh, I never realized I said those things. One of the things that I teach you, and I teach you guys like a boss on, is that the worst that will happen is you will find a collection of thoughts that you ain't proud of. And you will judge yourself. And you will feel like shit because of that. And here's the best news I'll ever tell you. That step of the process does not have to be taken. I've told you 1,000 times, judgment is optional. Shame is optional. If you want to do it, do it. But if you know you're the kind of person who's likely to be like, oh my God, I'm a horrible, broken person. Can't believe I think about this stuff. If you know that's going to be you, then you prepare ahead of time to say, when those thoughts come up, I know they're not real. I know that none of that's real. That is just the way I'm used to talking to myself. Then you get to the business of improving and changing your life. Do not stay stuck in a life you don't want simply because you're afraid. That is the poorest excuse ever to keep living the life you don't like. That just assumes, now this is assuming you don't like your life. But guys, you don't even have to hate your life. Don't even sit in a life that's mediocre or it's good enough or it's fine. I do not want it to be on my tombstone that I led a fine life. The last thing she said when somebody asked her, what are your reflections on your life? It was fine. It's all right. I'm glad I made it. I don't want that. I want way more than that. And that requires a lot of honesty on my part. It requires a lot of days. Like, I will be honest with you guys. I sent out an email to people who were interested in joining the tribe. In the subject line, pissed a lot of people off. And for 2 days, I've been dealing with a lot. I rarely get tons and tons of negative feedback all at once. I get my random haters and stuff, and that doesn't bother me. But when I feel like I actually like caused a lot of people pain, it's been a tough 2 days. I have been doing thought downloads. I had to call my husband earlier. I had to talk to him. I was like, oh, I just feel bad about this. And I'd rather be the kind of person that's willing to feel bad about stuff like that, but to also know that I also had the guts to push send on that email. And that I'm the kind of person who will take the bad days because there's so many good ones. And that means I can't just live a fine life. A fine life, let me just tell you, for all of you who are in here and you love being in the tribe, let me just say, August of 2015, I could have had a fine tribe of 150 people. I could have never charged any more money and never grew this tribe, never started a podcast. I could have never done any of that stuff. And I would have had a fine life because at that point, that's exactly what I was living. I was living a life surrounded by people that had never felt risky. They loved me. It was fine. But I decided that I just wanted to reach more people. I just wanted to help more people. I was really ready to start putting myself out there. And it was scary as fuck. And I had to dig around in my brain in places I didn't want to. But I did all of it. And it was all so worth it. Because now I have all of you and more people that's lives are changing. Because I feel like I'm supposed to be here to change lives, not to have a fine life. What did it say? I got it. I don't remember it being anything crazy. Oh, it wasn't. I'm going to actually do a, I talked to Chris. I'm going to do a Facebook Live. It was, I was talking about Lindsay, and the subject line said, doctors are wrong. And I had a lot of doctors let me know how they weren't going to listen to me anymore, and that it was a sweeping judgment of doctors and all kinds of stuff. But I think it was literally just the subject line, because I read the email itself. Like, I've read the email probably 30 times now to just see if there was something else. And I think what happened is I should have said her doctor was wrong, because what, like, at first I was like, oh my God, they're wrong about me. You know how we all get defensive at times, right? Well, I was very defensive at first. And that's when I knew I was not supposed to be responding to emails. Do never, never, like, guys, when you read stuff in the Facebook group, when your husband says something to you, when you get an email at work and everything, my best advice ever is you never reply unless you feel like just solid. Like, I don't need to be proving myself right. I don't need to be angry, and I don't need to be hurt. I need to be seeing things from all sides. So I sat on it, and a little bit of it was in my dirty diaper, I will admit. And I even mentioned to Chris, I said, I'm just not ready to be over this yet. Like, you know, like I was vacillating is the word, going from I did something wrong, I'm not good enough, they don't understand, well, that's just some bullshit they're thinking. Like I went through all the, like, total self-judgment of myself, to all the way over to total judgment of them for their feedback, back to the middle of, like, what could this be teaching me right now? And so there was, like, several lessons. And one of them is I could have said that differently. And I also said, so I understood that. It really made me think about, I think I'm going to do a live on this because I feel really passionate about it, is that there's two things I think that happen for all of us that have, like, either are working on our weight or been overweight and whatnot. The world does judge us. The world, you know, like, because we're overweight, and we happen to be some of the few people in the world that wear our biggest problem or addiction or whatever, we wear it. Like, there are people who are drunks. There are people who are alcoholics. There are people who watch pornography or who beat their wives. And you cannot distinguish them on the street. But if you eat emotionally and you gain weight, everybody sees your problem, you know? And I think that is a unique, like, I don't think it's an excuse for us, but I also think it's something we have to consider that can get in our heads if we're not careful about it. So the way I see it is that, you know, there are doctors that are wrong about us. I get emails every single day, Facebook posts in our group every single day, where doctors look at us and say we're hopeless or we're never going to fix our problem. And I don't blame them. You know, 5% of the people who ever lose their weight are probably going to keep it off, because most people are going on diets and no one is losing their mental weight. And so I can understand where their mindset comes from. They probably see just as many people come in who never solve their weight issue, just like I see a lot of women who go to doctors who the doctors don't understand their weight issue, and they just want to put them on pills, and they just want to put them on shakes, and they just want them to have surgery, and they don't want to address what's really going on. So what I was telling them is that the way I see it is that, you know, the world looks at us different. Just like they look at any, like, if everybody who beat their wife and everybody who drank too much and whatnot had to wear a sign on their head that said, this is what my problem is, we would all be acting very different around each other. And I just was like, you know, here's the thing. There are some doctors who are getting on board, and I applaud all of you. But my people need to hear that doctors and their opinions are not the end all be all. That if you are seeing a doctor who limits your ability to believe in yourself, then you need to find another doctor. You know, and I think that is the same with friends. I think it is the same with diet gurus whoever it may be, if someone's telling you that they don't believe in you and that you can't do something, you got the wrong person. You do not need to make it mean you'll never be able to lose weight. And that's really what all of my intention was that Lindsay was hurt and frustrated after that conversation. And she went home and she decided she was not going to trust that opinion. And she didn't have total faith in herself yet, but she decided that she deserved a chance to believe in herself. And that is what, like, I think everybody should have, is ultimately they deserve to have the chance to believe in themselves. And that comes with, you know, sometimes that a doctor is going to tell you great things. Just like a good example is, I swear to God, yesterday there was a groupie. She's lost 59 pounds and she could not wait to go see her doctor. Because the last time she went, I think her doctor had wanted her to have weight loss surgery. So she was like excited. And we were all like, oh, tell us what happens when you get done. So she came back. He was thrilled for her. Asked her what has she been doing. She told him about P&P. He said that her next visit, they were going to take her off her blood pressure medicine. They went down like her list of stuff. And the last time she was there, he wanted her to go on metformin. Well, he wanted her to go on metformin again after losing 59 pounds. And she said, well, why? That, like, do I need it or something? He's like, well, no, but it'll help you lose weight. And I was so proud of her. She looked at him and she just said, I am losing weight. I don't need a pill. So unless you tell me something says I need a pill, then I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Here's what you can do, though. You could write me a prescription for P&P. And he said, gladly. So, but even in that situation, it just shows you a doctor has someone sitting in front of him who's lost 59 pounds, Mary Smith's sister, 59 pounds, still wants to give her a prescription to help her lose weight. See, she don't need one. She's got the best pill ever, her brain. That's the only pill we need. So I don't want, though, doctors to think that I don't like them or that I'm against them or anything like that. I am against any damn body who limits any person who's overweight from thinking they can do it. We do not need people helping us not believe in ourselves. And it's like, I think it means so much to me because a few weeks ago, I really dialed into what my, like, deepest purpose is. And my deepest purpose in all this is I just want women to believe in themselves, to truly believe in themselves, so that whatever damn goal they want, whether it's weight loss with me, starting their own business, being being a good mother, when they maybe never had a growing up or that was demonstrated, like so many women, I just watch them and their belief is what's killing them. And it's like, I just want women to understand that just because somebody has a wrong opinion about you does not mean you have to use it against yourself. People can be wrong about you, even if they're a doctor. And so that was what my intention was I wanted people to open that email and I wanted them to watch her video because her doctor was wrong about her. He told her she couldn't lose weight without pills or shakes. And she's proved him wrong. And she's run a half marathon since then too. So anyway, I may just end up editing this part, guys. So if you see this go out to the world, just know that I was going to do this live, but I think I've said it best to the people who mean the most to me in the world. All right. Whew. I don't even know if I have a coach on here or do we even have questions today? I don't think I do questions usually on this, but guys, I really, pills blow goats. That is the truth. You know what I think I might be most proud of is that I can get tribe members to start using the term blows goats. All right. If you had a question or something, guys, will you just type hashtag ask and put it down at the bottom and I will grab that real quick. I don't want to have to scroll back through all this. Now I'm sweating and hot because I'm crying. Woo! And I'm going to have to redo my makeup. I'm filming new No BS stuff for you guys today. Oh, let's see. No, just a bunch of thank you stuff. Good. Well, guys, I think what I'll do is I'll call it here. I am doing a surprise live with you girls tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to announce. Basically, we're going to announce if you're a tribe member, a way to win a couple little things. And for fuck's sake, also, I love for fuck's sake, a way to win a little something so that you can, if you share the tribe and all that kind of stuff next week. No one needs to feel like they have to, though. It is just, for those of you, a lot of you already share me and everything. I just want to give you guys an opportunity to win a couple things if you want to. But I'll be announcing that tomorrow morning special at 9 a.m. How should the TDL start to find the reason for not taking action beyond the basics? Why am I not taking action? What are the 10 things I tell myself that keep me from doing XYZ? Like, so if it's like not making my 24-hour plan, what are my 10 excuses I use to not do it every single day? What are my 10 excuses for not stopping at plus two? What are my 10 excuses? I love the whole exercise of what are my 10 excuses. Because then what that does is it sets your brain up. One, like that will tell you like all the shit you tell yourself, but it will also make you think really hard when you do like the number 10. It's like most of us can come up with a couple of bullshit things, but it's like, oh, that's not really it. That's just kind of like me being nice to myself. Once I got to come up with 10, I will stumble upon some stuff that I'm really doing that's kind of against myself. So if you're not following the basics, I love the idea of that. The other thing I would do is, who asked that? And you can, that's how you can start those TDLs. You also, Betsy has coaching hours tomorrow between 12 and 2. If you're not following, or if you're not taking action beyond, well, first of all, you said taking action beyond the basics. The basics are what's going to lose your weight. So whatever it is, like, can you tell me really quick? What, like, give me two or three specific things or one thing that you think you should be doing outside of the basics that you need a TDL on, and that will help too. When does October camp open to register? It's going to open up after April camp. So it'll open up sometime between April camp and before the race. We're going to open the tribe again. Like, it's probably going to be like late June. It may even be early July. We're going to see kind of how my schedule's working. Because we only open 4 times a year. But we're going to, we're playing around with everything, how we're doing it. And so I want to make sure that tribe opens before another batch comes in, because basically I know you guys will all want to come, and I want to make sure that everybody that's been here a while gets an opportunity to come. So if they join, their opportunity will be in 2020. And that's how it's going to go, because you guys will for sure sell out October camp. Let's see. Lord, I can't see. I have a coaching call on Wednesday, but MJ coached me through the problem. Should I cancel or wait for some other shit to pop up? You could do either. Melody, if you don't think you need it, then just email support at PMP Tribe. You should have gotten an email from us when you signed up for your call, and there is a place for you to go and click if you need to cancel that call. So, all right. So, Anne wanted to TDL on why she's not leveling up her basics. I drink wine when I planned not to. Don't exercise when it was planned to exercise. Okay, so you don't need to level up. What you need to do is get really raw and honest why you're not following your basics. Because here's one of the basics. You do what you say you're going to do. That's part of the 24-hour plan. So if you're planning to exercise and you're planning not to drink wine, guess what? You need to be doing TDLs on why you're doing that. That has nothing to do with leveling up. Leveling up the basics would mean like, okay, I follow my 24-hour plan every day. I do a realistic plan. I've been doing that for like 45 straight days. I've noticed my weight's not moving, but I'm doing everything I say I'm going to do. Like, I know I'm drinking all my water. I've been getting my sleep. Every single meal, I am paying very close attention to my 2 to 2. And every single day, I'm making a plan and I'm following it to a T. Leveling up would mean, okay, so now I'm going to see if I can find a new hunger signal. Leveling up would be now I'm going to, like the girl that I was coaching the other day, she's following her plan every day. I'm normally eating 2 handfuls of chips today. Starting this week, it's down to 1. That's leveling up. What you're doing is not following. So let's get you where the like you're executing like a boss the four basics, where you are so consistent with following it, then we can start the leveling up process. My life is meh. I don't make and keep to-do lists, and I abandon my goals and dreams. I'm just starting to follow my food plans after 6 weeks of basics. It feels good. I was wondering if I should also focus on time management and other goals with 24-hour planning, or wait until the weight loss goals with traction. I'd wait. You could do this, though, Yvonne, that wouldn't be, like, overwhelming. I love the idea, like, I never have a to-do list. I always have, like, the top three things that must get done today. One of them is almost always my exercise, or one of them will always be, like, following my plan. Like, I make sure, like, for you, I would have, like, a top three today, and then you can have one or two things on your top three that are non-weight loss related, but, like, your weight loss stays on your top three. And then you get something else, like, okay, before I go to bed, though, this thing has to get done. Rather than having, like, if you start doing, I don't love to-do lists. What I like to have is planned lists. So it's like, here's all the things I need to get done this week. Here's my calendar, and here's every single time I'm going to do them. Like, everything I do during a week gets a slot on my calendar. I don't ever have just lists. Even on my daily list of, like, here's the things for the business I need to do, there is a time block for all of them. Just like you guys have a time block between 12 and 1. Then from 1, I have a 30-minute break after this. And then from 1:30 until 4:30, I'm filming. I know that starting at 1:30, I will be working on No BS. And I have it laid out, all the things in order that I want to get done today. Like, the first thing is a keynote. I have to do the keynote before I can do the filming. But I have it. Like, I always dial things in so that every time I move to, like, a time block, I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing in there. It just keeps me running. I don't have to decide what I'm doing. But it takes time, guys, to get that detailed. It takes time to learn how to have that process going. It also takes a lot of you breaking your word to yourself and being willing to keep refining. It has taken me years to get to the point to where my plan is a pretty much automated process. Years. I've had lots and lots of days where I got off into the weeds or found something else to do and stuff, and had to, like, be very non-judgmental and evaluate the next day about that stuff. But that is how we get better. The magic isn't in doing things. The magic is in doing things and then not beating yourself up when they don't go perfectly until they're going so right that you're just seamless with it. And then when it goes wrong, it feels so weird. It's like, oh, why did I break my plan today? Let me fix that. That's what we want to get to. I've never signed up for a call because I'm not confident in the technology side of that. Do you send directions for the technology challenged? We do have directions in there. You should just sign up for a call. Let's just do this, Jill. Let's stop practicing being afraid of technology, and let's start practicing getting in there and figuring it out. Every single person who's been on a call has had to figure out the tech. I know you can too. So I would just sign up for a call. And when you come on, we say, like, raise your hand. We tell you everything you're supposed to do. All you need to do is get on your computer and click the link that will take you to it. And that's it. We'll get this. And then you will have something else that you've learned and that you no longer have to be afraid of it. You don't have to hold your dreams back all because you're afraid you don't know how to get on the Zoom call. I promise you, you will be able to get it done. Looking for a good read to help with sleep rituals. Need to improve my sleep. It's sketchy at best. I have pain and insomnia. There's a Sean Stevenson book. I forget the name of it. Hang on, I'll go to my kids' store. I always forget the name of his book. I even have it in there. All the books are in below. Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson. I would go there. If you go to kit.com/fitandfat, PHITNPHAT, if you look for all the books I love, it's right in there. It's got a big old blue pillow with a moon on it. I drink my water and write my plan every day, but struggle keeping other commitments to myself. How can I start changing that and taking my own commitment seriously? I would start with one commitment to yourself. I would do like I was saying earlier about the top three, have one thing that, like, if you're drinking your water and riding your plan every day, but if it's the other things, I would pick one commitment to yourself. Get really good at everything that you say you're going to do in a day, that you actually do it. So it's just like how I teach you with the basics. You need to realistically plan the thing you're going to get done for the day. You don't pick, like, you know, repaint my house. You pick, you know, go get paint chips and look to see which color I want. So we think about same thing with committing to things, is that we want to make sure that we are starting realistically, especially when you start getting into planning, guys. You still have to start, like, I had to start with the basics. You know, I didn't plan a whole week. I would start with one day at a time. Sometimes I would even just plan mornings and leave the open for the afternoon because I wasn't sure I would follow my plan by then. So I had to, like, start slow, and then I just got really good at following through. After 3 months of learning and practicing the four basics, I lost 6 pounds this month. Boom. I have lost to this point, but not gotten below into the 260s. My anxiety about losing weight is starting to rear up again. How can I work on this? You need to find the thoughts that are generating the anxiety. So, like, when anxiety is always going to be a feeling. So what you want to do is you want to say, all right, so I have X amount of weight that I've lost, and I'm feeling anxiety. I would even put X amount of weight loss. It's probably, like, if you're just now experiencing, I would put lost 6 pounds in March. My thought is that makes me feel anxious. And then figure out which ones are there. That is the ones that you want to work on. So you go to argue a new truth, because here's what's going to happen. The thoughts you have that are triggering anxiety are going to feel very true to you. And so what I always like to ask myself is, so what else could be true about the weight that I've lost in March? So, like, if you want to feel confident about those pounds, or you want to feel motivated, or you want to feel self-assured, you want to feel at peace with those, whatever it is, you want to think, so what else could be true that would help me feel this way? Opening your brain up, guys, I know a lot of times when we think about, like, the model and thought work, you guys think you're going to adopt a new thought that's going to make you feel better, and the old thought's going to go away, and suddenly we're going to be in la-la land again, and everything will be fine. What I like for you to do is, like, drop that thought altogether, because that's not working for anyone. It's think about what's the thought that's driving the feeling you don't want. Ask yourself what else could be true, and let your brain understand there's more than one side to the story. Before you can believe new things, your brain literally has to understand there is another way to look at this. It needs an alternative perspective. You do not always need to adopt the perspective for it to start getting relief, because if this is true and this also could be true, your brain's like, huh. And then I also like to use the question is, what am I willing to believe today? What thought am I willing to practice today? What truth am I willing to remind myself of today? That's always a really good way of, like, pointing your brain into the direction you want to go. I want to spend money, but don't need to. Want clothes, but have a full closet. Then don't spend the money. Jennifer, this is just, you're going to want to spend money just like somebody else is going to want to eat. I know money is your thing. And when you're losing weight, you have no outlet. You don't need a money outlet. You've got to start finding dopamine that has nothing to do with overdoing anything. We've got to figure out, like, if you're looking to spend, if you're looking to eat, what is it about your current life you're not addressing right now? So if you don't, like, I want clothes but have a full closet, you need to go shopping in your damn closet. Go try those clothes on. Go do whatever you need to do, but no spending. You've been working on this way too hard. No spending. I'm making realistic plans, but I keep grab-assing and breaking my plans 75% of the time. I do recovery worksheets, but most of the time, I still keep breaking plans. My thought is usually it's no big deal, but it is. Where do I go from here? If you're grab-assing that much, you need to plan the grab-assing, Beth. Like, the grab-assing needs to be planned. you're going to have to get super conscious about it. So let's pretend, like, I don't really know what your grab assing is, but let's say your grab assing is when you're cooking dinner, you're eating whatever. You need to get a big plate out, and then every time you want to pop something in your mouth, put it all on the plate. And then, so like, and then this is what I get to eat with my dinner. And you set that next to your dinner. Everybody's going to ask you, what's that? And it's like, oh yeah, that's my grab assing. Like, you've got to make it conscious. Okay, y'all, that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow for the surprise live. I have coaching on Sunday. It will be, I think it's at 12 o'clock as usual. Yep. And that's it. Y'all have a good one. Look forward to next month. On Monday, we start taking big ass action. It's going to be a good month. I can't wait to teach it to you. Bye, y'all.